into the laboratory and shut the door. Chapter 2. Mr. Utterson knew where Dr. Jekyll lived. It was on the opposite side of the laboratory. The two buildings were connected, even though they were on different streets. Mr. Utterson knocked on Dr. Jekyll's door. The butler opened it. "Good evening," said Mr. Utterson. "I need to see Dr. Jekyll, please." "I am sorry, sir," said the butler, "but Dr. Jekyll is not here." "May I ask a question?" said Mr. Utterson. "A man called Mr. Hyde goes into Dr. Jekyll's laboratory. He has a key. Do you know him?"
"Yes, sir," said the butler. "Mr. Hyde tells us what to do."
Utterson was even more worried now. He arranged to have dinner with his friend. "I want to talk to you about your will," said Mr. Utterson. "I do not like Mr. Hyde." Dr. Jekyll did not look happy. He did not want to talk about Mr. Hyde.
"Don't worry," he said. "He's going away soon."
Mr. Utterson was very worried about Dr. Jekyll. He went to see his friend, Dr. Lanyon. Dr. Lanyon was also friends with Dr. Jekyll.
"Did you see Dr. Jekyll recently?" said Mr. Utterson. "I am worried about him."
"No," said Dr. Lanyon. "I do not see Dr. Jekyll anymore."
"Why not?" said Mr. Utterson. Dr. Lanyon looked sad.
"We fell out. We are not friends anymore."
"Why?" asked Mr. Utterson. "What happened?"
"I am a scientist," said Dr. Lanyon. "I believe in science. Dr. Jekyll is a scientist too, but he does bad science."
"What do you mean?" said Mr. Utterson. "What does Dr. Jekyll do?"
"I don't know," said Dr. Lanyon, "but it is strange."
Mr. Utterson was even more worried now.
"Something is very wrong. It's something about Mr. Hyde," he thought. He asked Dr. Lanyon, "Who is Mr. Hyde?"
"I'm sorry," said Dr. Lanyon. "I do not know who Mr. Hyde is."
"Then a man called Sir Carew was killed. A maid saw it happen."
"What happened?" a policeman asked the maid.
"I saw Sir Carew stop and talk to Mr. Hyde," said the woman. "Mr. Hyde got angry. He hit Mr. Carew with his cane. The old man fell down. Mr. Hyde hit the man again and again. He hit him hard, and the cane broke. It was terrible."
The police found a letter to Mr. Utterson on Mr. Carew's body. Mr. Utterson came to see. "I recognize that cane," he thought. "I gave it to Dr. Jekyll. Why did Mr. Hyde have it?"
"Can you help us find Mr. Hyde?" said a policeman.
"Yes," said Mr. Utterson, "I can."
They looked for Mr. Hyde, but they did not find him.
"How will we find him?" said Mr. Utterson.
"He is a criminal now," said the policeman. "He cannot hide. We will get him in the end."